Yo, what's going on, you guys? This is Cloud 24/7 Radio, and you tune in with Finito Lavish straight from the country.
And you already know it's 7J from that Rubber City.
Oh, yeah. I got a special treat when it comes to the history and music. In 1965, The Temptations. The Temptations release is growing, the follow-up to My Girl. The track was first featured by David Ruffin as The Temptations' new lead singer. Interestingly, both My Girl and Is Growing were only Motown tunes ever covered by Otis Redding.
That's what's up, that's what's up.
Oh yeah, that's special.
All right, y'all, we got a special treat for y'all today. We got a scholar on our hands, Mr. Ether, and we're going to pick his brain today with a few questions and try to see how he likes to answer it.
Yeah. Hey, when it comes to the first question, when it comes to spiritual economy and physical economy in life, what's the difference?
All right, first of all, what's up, y'all? I go by the name Ether. I believe that the melanated people are actually all children of the sun. So when I do my talks and stuff like that, I might say humans or I might say children of the sun just to specify. But
okay, so what could you explain to us what melanated people like? What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, there's actually a molecule that exists in the what I would call the fourth dimension, which is, I guess, when you start getting into the concept of the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a molecule called melanin. Mm-hmm. And people with this molecule, they have a process which happens to them called melanogenesis. Okay. Now, this process is when UV light hits your body and the melanin will basically absorb it and disperse it all over your body, not only like healing you and you know, doing really beneficial things. But that only happens for a specific group of people, so that's why I say, you know, children of the sun. And I could go like on and on about what that stuff does, but I guess that's just the basics of it. Is that's what a child of the sun is. If you have the ability to absorb UV light without taking damage, and in fact, UV light will, all humans will learn in time that UV light will unlock your codons and help your amino acids create other proteins. So to answer the question in both forms, okay. I don't believe there is a difference between spirituality and physicality. I believe that both energies go hand in hand because everything is atoms. Something that's very small on a molecular level that you can't perceive with your eyes, just vibrating at a different consistency. So when you think about the concept of light, I would consider that a spiritual element. And there are obviously particles and stuff like that which you can't see. So I hope that makes sense, but
no, I get what you're saying. So you think when you said light is a spiritual element, do you think it's because it's like you can see it but you can't touch it, but you can feel it but you don't, like it's like you don't know it's there, like type of like kind of like that mystical, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, do that's why you think it's a spiritual element, because it's like it's there but you know it's there but you can't really grab it, but it's there.
Yeah, but it gets deeper than that. Like, for instance, light, first of all, we know light gives, it literally gives life. Mm-hmm. Plants, photosynthesis type stuff. And also there's a process, what I mentioned, light hitting the body and actually recharging and having benefits. That is a process called cymatics. So, you know, cymatics. Light literally will help us evolve mentally, spiritually, and physically. And when I say spiritually, I just mean that it will power us up on a way that the electromagnetic field around our body will increase. So that will help us on. I believe that once our auras are stronger, people won't succumb to all type of things which I call illnesses, even mental illness like stupidity, for instance. So yeah,
that's something that's plaguing a lot of us in the world right now.
So when it all boils down, what about the balance with the energies and the physical energies and the matters of the body?
Could you elaborate on the question? Really, what you...
All right, for me to elaborate, okay. So when it comes to these situations with the light and us being able to absorb it, how would it interact with our energies and how would it interact with our body functions and in a healthy manner?
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. So basically, I think that this is... the concept of prayer. I guess what I'm going to be end up basically is explaining prayer through this. Mm-hmm. So when you go out and you sunbathe, right? Mm-hmm. That sun is going to give you energy to the point where eventually, and I encourage everyone to do this, it's kind of my mission right now, is to convince everyone to go out and get into the sun, well, at least children of the sun, right? Because it's not going to hurt you, right?
Yeah.
But go out there and get in the sun, and I believe that getting in that sun will charge your electromagnetic spectrum. Now, this means that it'll be harder for frequencies to get inside of your head, literally, because I believe that everything is frequency, even thought frequency. It has a physical weight in the world, where what I would call the fourth or the fifth dimension, something that we just can't perceive with our eyes. Mm-hmm. So you want to get out into the sun, get your aura stronger, so not only can you keep out the bullshit frequencies, but you can also have a better control over what's going on inside your own head. Now, it first starts with the spiritual aspect, and then it gets to the mental aspect, and then it gets to the physical aspect too, because cymatics, again, when the light hits you, the way that our bodies are set up right now, mm-hmm. we're only using, what is it, like 33% of the proteins that can be produced, right? So we're still evolving, right?
Okay.
Now, the process called cymatics is, and this is happening to this day, this has been happening for you know, as long as people have been, you know, tracking biology and stuff like that. So we've been constantly using our amino acids to create proteins and unlock different codons within our blood. Now, there are different races which have different setups when it comes to the genome. So what you want to do, and this is probably long-winded as well, because I don't have
no,
the
no,
type of
no, no.
But anyways,
speak it
what
out,
you
brother.
Want to do is you want to get out into the light. It's, I don't know how else to explain this. It's everything's one. Biology, cymatics. If you get in the sun, it will literally just heal you. That's what I believe. You know, I say, like, all the ancient civilizations, they just looked up at the sun.
Right.
And supposedly they could do things that we can't even explain now, and they didn't consume hella poison like Doritos and all type of random stuff on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? So, and now we don't have a sun god. Now we just have the son of God. And we know that the people who gave us that, they don't have melanogenesis.
Right, right.
So what is that about?
Exactly. It's like, it's just a trick. It's all backwards. That's what I feel. And also, bro, like, I really believe this, because it's been a situation happened to me, really. Like, this literally happened to me, like, because, like, I moved and I used to live in the attic at my old house, and the sun had came up, and, like, the way the sun hit the window in my room, it literally, like, would come down almost like an alien beam, like, all the time. And one time, like, I swear, I put this in my hand on anything, my grandpa's grave, and, like, I had a feeling to go upstairs, and I got into the sun, and it was like, I swear, I felt like it literally healed the fuck out of me and made me get on my knees and, like, start crying. Like, literally,
absolutely.
Bro. Like, it was, like, absolutely. The most spiritual, like, awakening situation. It was, like, everything went silent. It was, like, and it's still, like, I can't stop thinking about it, because, like, that was, like, one of the, like, biggest and craziest experiences of my life. So, like, all this stuff is, like, making so much sense to me right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember the first time I would say quote unquote heard God.
Mm-hmm.
I was practicing.
Oh yeah,
meditation,
I was talking to God too.
And I used to walk all the time, and I would just talk to myself, because it made me feel more comfortable, because I always felt like people were always looking at me. So yeah, I definitely thought it was semi quote unquote crazy when I was doing it.
Mm-hmm,
but
me too.
I would reach out, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I would reach out and touch trees and talk to myself. And I would look at the sun and talk to the sun, and it was literally just one day where I was talking to myself, and I do this thing where I call it the game, right? Mm-hmm. You know how they tell you there's an angel and a devil on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I looked at it as there's a younger version of myself and there's an older version of myself. So I might be walking, right? And mm-hmm. I might say, I'm an idiot, and then I'll say, no, you're not. Or like, no, I'm not. And I kind of separated like that. So every thought which come into my head, I separated. Okay, was that the younger one or was that the older one? Was that the immature one or was that the wise one?
Exactly.
The more I played that game, I started realizing the wise one sometimes says stuff that I had no clue, you know what I'm saying?
Where it fucking comes from.
Right.
bro.
That's right.
We look, bro, we both do music too. We freestyle and stuff. Like, I put my freestyles on Instagram and stuff like that. He freestyle, and I feel like that might be something to do with that. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's like an unconscious type. It's coming from nowhere, but it's there, and I don't know where it's coming from type shit.
Yeah, that's
like, sometimes I can just put a beat on and I don't know what kind of energy I'm about to pull out of my ass. You know, like, it's...
Right, and it'd be dope as hell on both ends.
Yeah, it do. On both ends. So, ayo, so I got this question, man. How do you feel about metaphysics? What does that have to do with generating with thought and frequency?
Okay, now, when I say the term metaphysics, I usually only do it just to get people who I consider to be third-dimensional people who don't think with the concept that they have a second body, essentially, mm-hmm. which would be their electromagnetic field.
Is that your higher self? Is that the same thing as higher self, you think?
That's right. That's right. This aura around you, the stronger it is, the easier, I believe, it will be to connect to that pure source of thought, a.k.a. God, within mm-hmm. you. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Does that answer the question?
That answers the question perfectly. Cause I was also getting on a conversation with someone about the God complex and how matter is controlled by frequency of thought and mind over matter type of situation.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So this is kind of like programs, right?
Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah. Yes. Get into that, bro. When I was watching that video, bro.
Let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get deep. Let's get deep.
I was like, whoa.
All right, so, okay, programs, right? I guess I'll explain probably the biggest, strongest one that I think exists today, which is the concept of the identity. The identity I consider to be a program which is very detrimental, and it couples with a concept called the subconscious. Now, mm-hmm. if I say subconscious, most people immediately know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and that is a bad program, I believe, because I don't believe the subconscious is actually the subconsciousness, but the base consciousness. For example, if you have a substitute teacher, they'll right. come in the room and they can run shit, but they don't know how they don't know the ins and outs. They don't know how stuff goes.
Right.
So if our quote unquote subconscious falls asleep right now, you're gonna have to be in charge of how your heart beats, how your blood pumps, and that's what's, you know what I mean. That's more important. You can't do that, you're done for. You know what I mean? So you forget what this thing you call the conscious does, which, you know, consumes poison and it succumbs to these, you know, these three-dimensional senses, you know, taste, touch, that kind of thing, which will have you literally consuming poison, loving that stuff. So that's what I consider. Those are what the program is really now.
Because I don't mean to interrupt you here, because one thing that's big with the subconscious, because it's below, and sub means to be below. And then on top of that, the subconscious itself does not know the difference between right or wrong, right. real or fake.
That's right. And now, I look at this electromagnetic spectrum, right? Now, it has a physical weight, but we just can't perceive it yet. I do believe that once it becomes stronger, you can actually use it. So, and this is where I'm about to get real crazy, because I do believe in the future, it's actually my goal to learn things like telekinesis, telepathy, things like that.
Bro,
we're on that.
Look, we interviewed somebody who know how to move the wind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we interviewed
You need to talk to him.
Yeah, he's pretty dope.
Yeah, he kind of gone. He there, but he gone. Like, his emotions is like everywhere. But he literally, and it's because his life was so crazy, but yeah, he literally can move the wind and shit. And I watched him do it hella times.
Yeah. You know, the craziest thing is when it comes to interacting with nature and animals, the first thing I actually feel like I affected was the wind.
Mm-hmm. And I just felt like I did too before. But not like strong.
I'm not gonna tell the story, but yeah, that's crazy.
Why'd you want to tell?
For confidence that
that's real.
People's out here talking to wind too, like that.
Mm-hmm. See, my thing was always matter. I always felt like because I always believed in strength and power. Like, not power as far as having power over somebody. Like, just great strength, just moving matter.
Yeah, that's right. Hell yeah.
I feel like I ever did was move a swing, my porch swing. And I know I consciously did that, but that's the most I ever did. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, if you have to be able to conceive it first. Mm-hmm. So if they're out there putting these programs out there like this stuff is all mystical and all fantastical, so you don't even assume for a moment that it's real. So if that if you're looking at it like that, that's a program which is going to have your aura weaker. If you don't even believe that you have a physical body that's literally hovering right on top of your normal body, there's no way you're going to be able to pick something out without using your physical body.
Right.
Hey, repeat that one more time, because that was wise as fuck that you just said.
Do you want me to say it?
I said, I believe that we all have this second body. It's made up of these, you know, these molecules, which I just explained. Now, perception is everything. So if you can't conceive the fact that this, that these electrons or whatever you want to call them, I call it spirit energy. Mm-hmm. If you can't even conceive that you can use this spirit energy, which exists in the fourth dimension outside of your body, to manipulate things in what is called the third dimension, then there's no way you're going to be able to do anything mystical without using your, you know, your third dimensional body. AKA, if I wanted to pick something up, I might be able to levitate that bitch and bring it to me if I grown up believing like, oh, my aura will do that for me. There's a metaphysical extension of my body,
bro,
to use to pick that shit up.
Bro, see, this shit constantly. I say we are our own worst enemy when it comes to what abilities we can do and what we cannot do, and it's all
throughout mind
and mind control.
Only it's not us. Let me cut y'all real quick.
Why it's not us?
I believe that if we were out here in the world and we weren't being tampered with on a consistent basis, and we just got sun like how it was supposed to be, and there weren't big clouds being put up in the sky, then we would have had figured this shit out a long, long, long time ago. We are not our worst enemy. There is an enemy that is hunting us. There is an active genocide in progress.
Right. True. But at the end of the day, bro, if you really grab hold of your mind and say, fuck all that shit, you could literally move mountains, period. Because no matter what nobody does or says to you.
We got to be aware.
Right.
You got to be aware, though. Yeah. But you're right.
I like this in-depthness right here.
Because can't nobody really tell you who the fuck you are? And I say this shit all the time. Can't nobody tell you what you can and cannot do? Can't nobody tell you who, like, what's in you and what you should be doing, or like, what you want to do, or who the fuck can tell you that?
True.
And they act like
that's
they can.
But allow me to interject real quick.
What's up?
True, but allow me to interject. Now, it's true that the sun is getting hotter, so technically the children of the sun will all wake up eventually.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the current three-dimensional world we're living in now, there are certain situations where circumstances don't allow people to become all they can be. For instance, there was a project called you could look into it if you, or maybe we can link up later and I'll give you the specifics on it. But there's a whistleblower, basically some guy who worked with the CDC, and he admitted to using a vaccine which was designed to help humans, and when I say that, I'm basically just referring to the non-children of the sun, aka my people, black people. It's designed to help them with MMR, the measles vaccine, right? Now this, from 2002 to 2014, was proven to increase the risk in autism in the children of the sun by 340%.
What?
And this is the information that they swept under the rug and used this vaccine for over a decade. So although we are our worst enemies, there are some of us which get literally thrown into a system where I grew up in a system where there was no agenda to put a gun in my hand because I might not be in this position. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to harp too much on that. But
no, I get what you're saying. It's really just by chance that you don't have to, like, you know, be injected with a vaccine that make you retarded or shit. Like, I understand what you're saying. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. But, shit, all three of us ain't in that same boat.
All three of us ain't in that same boat, man. Like,
yeah.
Yo, like, what?
I believe in divine timing as well.
Yeah, like, I believe all of this was set in design, and I believe all divine energy comes together because I believe it's set in design to do that when divineness really breaks through. And it's like, hey, fate is here. Like, it's fate to have this conversation.
Right.
Honestly.
That's right.
Okay, let's one more thing, bro. I already know how you feel, but what? Tell me what you feel about this whole coronavirus shit going around right now. What's your thoughts on that, sir?
I think that it's really some stuff that only you need to worry about if you're weak.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, I think we're living in a society where if you had already been known that carcinogens are distributed like AKA cancer, is just distributed, like, because that's it's a business. We live in a society where cancer is a business.
Right.
People are profiting off of having the cure. So right. We're living in a world where, you know, what is it? There's just all types of chemicals which mess our body up. For instance, the new Impossible Whopper, that vegan burger or whatever, has 44 milligrams of estrogen in it.
What?
So that's enough to grow. Yeah, so
Are you serious?
Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Yeah. So they're really trying to make trannies out here.
That's a dead ass sexual chemical sex change.
I heard
it's possible, which is literally possible.
I heard that was in a lot of foods because a lot of our vegetables ain't real vegetables. I even heard they pump estrogen in these fake vegetables that they sell in marketing.
That's true, and there's also one even in the faucet water. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called something like oestrogen or something like that, which is a female hormone.
Yeah.
So what it will do is it will obviously feminize males. Mm-hmm. And actually, adding estrogen to the females actually makes them more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Then makes their bones more dense, things like that. So, that got not only humans' minds messed up. If your mind is messed up, you're going to continue to damage your second body, your light body, whatever you want to call it, this electromagnetic aura. So if your aura is weak, your mind's weak, your body's going to be weak. Obviously, you're susceptible to cancer. Then obviously, you're going to be susceptible to the flu. So I would just have people start from kindergarten. If I had it my way, kindergartners would learn about metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts hold a physical field. They hover around you in your aura. Someone could say something to you, and you want to make sure you know that's actually in your vicinity. You need to learn how to cleanse that by feeding yourself more positive thoughts and dispelling all these negative thoughts and programs and philosophies. And once you have that, your mind is healthy, your body is naturally going to be healthy. I don't even really eat that often, and it's not because I'm too afraid to eat, but I literally don't even feel like as if I need to eat. You know what I'm saying? So if most people were healthy on a spiritual and mental level, the physical is not even a problem. I'm not worried about no type of food.
I used to be like that too.
You just gotta fight that negative and negative thoughts with positive thoughts. It's a constant fight.
That's right.
I got a question though, man, because I feel some similarities because I have a past life with what you're saying now, and I'm a big fan of metaphysics and a lot of research. What literally began your journey on this research and on this knowledge?
Right.
My journey, it's actually crazy. It's the wind story. It's the wind story.
That's the wind. Okay, so could you give us this wind story or not?
Yeah, I can tell you the wind story.
Thank you.
So basically, I would always just walk around, take walks, because I had a friend who was super physical, not spiritual, but just super physical. So I would always like walk and stuff like that, and I always talk to myself because like I always felt like I was like stuck in traffic. Like where I live, there's a lot of roundabouts and stuff like that. So I would always notice the cars beeping and stuff like that, but it was never at me. It was always at to get the traffic going. And so it always made me feel super uncomfortable. So I would always like talk to myself. And the first time it happened was I was talking to myself about it was hot and I was almost home. So I said, I was almost home and I said, all right, we're going to get some liquids and massive wind. I was talking about my fan. And when I said that shit, the wind said, boom, like on some, I don't believe in coincidence. So the wind said, boom, stop. I stopped right in the middle of the street. Well, not in the middle of the street, but I stopped in the street and I said, massive wind. That shit said, boom, stopped again. And I said, I was literally standing there just dumbfounded. And then I looked over and there was my neighbor was like sitting there. I had noticed her. She was raking her lawn and she was just staring at me like, and that's what confirmed for me. Like, this bitch really just watched me. She really just watched me command the wind to, you know what I'm saying? Help me finish this walk home type shit. So,
bro, your antennas is all up, bro. You connected, bro.
Yeah, man.
Them dreads is intact, brother. Oh, not, yeah. Or
you
locks.
Know what I'm
saying? Locks. So, I got some hair right here too, niggas covered up.
So yeah, so I mean, we have a lot of I honestly, let me just be honest, cause I've never really been this honest on this radio show before. And I kinda wanna break this ice with something. When it comes to children of the sun and melanated people, And a lot of people,
AKA black people.
AKA,
I'm sorry,
AKA,
y'all.
AKA,
we
didn't
say it, but that's what it is.
Let's just keep it 100.
Black and melanated, Spanish, all that.
See, I'm biracial. I'm Native American, on both sides, the same type of, the same tribe. I'm black and white too. So,
okay,
where would this go with sun people and colored people and this type of environment of gathering these energies and stuff like that? Because I've noticed there was some outstanding things I can do in life, and then there was some things like when I try to do it on command, and it's like, why isn't it not happening? And it wasn't towards to self-doubt. It was like when I tried to prove it, it just wouldn't happen.
Okay. Well, I think it's very important to have the philosophy, which I'm pretty sure we all do, is that, you know, divine timing, everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of important to understand firstly. But I do believe that there are different groups of people which can only reach certain levels of spirituality, mm-hmm. aka they can only absorb this light energy on a, because the sun is gonna get hotter, you know what I'm saying? So this energy is light. It's light. It's literally, it's the universal charger, I call it. Mm-hmm. So if you can't absorb it, if you only way I would be worried is if you're getting sunburns. That means the UV light is coming in, and it's breaking through your metaphysical shield, and it's literally cutting you up to the point where your skin is actually showing the damage. So if you get that, then I would actually assume that there would be a barrier that you're going to hit at some point before others. But I would also say that all of us, no matter what level our spirituality is, we have all the answers that we want. So, you know, with enough meditation, with enough thought, and with enough timing, and believing in the, you know, divine timing, you're gonna be able to answer any question you want anyway. So I don't want to tell someone what type of level of spirituality they can reach, because ultimately, you know what I'm saying, I would love to believe that these people out here who are getting cut up by these UV rays, they actually do possess enough spirituality to actually have real ultimate compassion, and that the people that are really doing this are really just a select group of people who we can all get together and just take down, you know what I'm saying? And then it won't need to be no, you know, because realistically, we don't have to be getting organ harvested. These white people could have came out and said, hey, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need, genetically, we need to figure out some shit out, because this sun is about to beat us up. So,
right.
You know, you can determine it yourself. Your powers will awaken. That's all I would say is just believe. It's coming.
I think you got enough melanin in you, bro. Do you burn really bad or what?
I don't burn. I don't burn bad. It'll hit me like I'll probably get some facial burns or something like that, but I don't never get burned. It don't peel me. It don't rip me. I can even stare into the sun.
Yeah.
Well, realistically, bro, all of this stuff, mentality and physicality translates from spirituality first. So the fact that you're even able to have you know, conversations like this, think like this, that shows a level of a spiritual connection that you have that the majority of people don't have, because the majority of people don't even have the ability. It's an ability to be inquisitive, mm-hmm. to see incongruencies in the third dimension and say, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. That's an ability. Mm-hmm. Intuition, that's an ability.
Right.
So
yeah.
You have that. So you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be worried about nothing.
Right, I say this to them all the time. Like, why do we always search for the truth? Truth seekers are like, what is making you do that?
Because I'm a bro. Like on the real level, bro, I'm an empath, and I can read intentions very greatly. So I mean, like, it's just me. Man.
That's what sucks. Yeah, you have powerful ass philosophies. See, most people won't believe that. Most people get programs in their head that's like, oh, I overthink too much, which is literally commanding your quote unquote subconscious to make it harder for you to keep track of your thoughts. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? If your philosophy is strong, that's the best you can do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In the best position you could possibly be.
Right. Well, bro, I think we done said some shit.
And I like this.
Said.
Hey, I actually like this motherfucking radio show. I love radio shows that go like this.
Hey,
my nigga. Hey, I like you, bro. Hey, I fucks
told you,
with you.
I know how to pick them, nigga.
Yeah, yo,
nigga, you my friend now. All right, Ether, we friends now.
I
mean, it's too
bro.
Late.
I eat the bro. Hey, I
appreciate y'all for the opportunity.
Yep, oh, yeah, most definitely. No, appreciate you for the opportunity,
right,
man.
For all the information and insight, brother.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna follow you on Instagram and all that, man. And yo, I'm gonna let everybody know this was your man, Ether. Just had to go ahead and break him out with that. And this has been Finito Lavish, straight from the country, and you have been tuned in
with Cloud 24/7 Radio, and you already know it's 7J from that Rubber City. All right, y'all.